Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
Five star. It's the
joy. Aww.
To the Crab Feast, y'all.
Oh man, did we ever do it?
Another Tuesday. Another Crab Feast for that air.
I mean, we may have touched. We might have grazed.
It was like a soft touch. Light petting, I think we got. We didn't touch. Good. Almost touch your pitch, Jay Larson comedy.
Sickle Cell, great to be here with you as always. Feaster Nation, always glad to be with you.
Always grad.
Always.
Turn
a graduate. Turn that tassel, player. So great to be with, see so many of you down in La Jolla. So many of you are the best, and I'm always, you guys make me proud. You know, recently another comedian said to me, like, dude, you know, your fans are the best fans after shows. Like, they're the nicest, politest, and it was no different down in La Jolla. So it was great to see you guys.
You're the best.
Want to say my special will be released on my website, jlarsoncomedy.com, on October 20th. It will be available for pre-sale right now. If you go on right now, it's available for pre-sale. Go check it out. Order now. Please share and spread the word. I put a lot into it, and I did all of it on my own. I had some help from some great people, which are all credited on the special. But I put a lot into it, and I'd really appreciate you guys supporting it and giving it a watch, and I think you really enjoy it. And then October 26th, if you're in Los Angeles, I'm putting on this new show at Meltdown Comics called Burned Material. Will I bring comics on, and we sit down and watch super old stand-up of theirs, and we kind of roast it, which I think is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really excited about it, so please come out to that. And leading up to the special release, I'll be doing a lot of podcasts, so keep an ear out for that. I'll be bouncing around on all different ones, and I'm excited for them. So, Sickle Cell.
Ryan Sickler on all social media, RyanSickler.com. All Things Comedy Festival in Phoenix, October 26th and 27th. Live Crab Feast Pod on the 27th.
Have a blast out there, man.
Houston. Come and take a comedy festival November 18th and 19th down in Houston. Live Crab Feast Podcast. Details for that still coming. But as soon as we get final info, it'll be up on the website, thecrabfeast.com. Also, just want to make a mention, and we forgot to do that last week, but for all those feasters that have been with us a while, and for those of you new, it is October, and every October, we take a portion of our merch, and we donate it to breast cancer. If you've been wanting to buy that shirt or get that hat or whatever it is, this is a great time to do it, helping a lot of causes. Premium Eps are over there, and make sure you follow the Crab Feast on Facebook and Twitter.
We are excited to have back. We had them on a long time ago. Cameron Hughes Wines are back, and we're excited about it. It is very hard to find. When I was, you know, every time we were going to do a promotion or have a sponsor on, we, you know, we get on the phone and we talk about, like, what, you know, what we're doing and why we would, you know, work with this company. And Cameron was on there, and I said to him, I go, if you don't know, Cameron Hughes basically gets some of the best wines you've ever had, and no lie, and it's cheap. It's affordable. I mean, that's the basic of what we're doing. Yeah. So, like, a $50 bottle with him is like 15. And I said to him, like, you have to explain to me how this is. And basically what happens, if you think of it, wine is an agriculture business, okay? So every year it fluctuates for them. Some year they make a ton, sometimes years they don't, depending on weather, frost, all these different things. And what Cameron does is he goes into these wineries. By the way, when I was talking to him, guess how many wineries in the United States? In the United States.
1,000.
10,000. Listen to me. And then think about when you go into a wine store, how many wines might be in
there.
Right, yeah. So it's like 10,000 wineries fighting for all the shelf space. It's just not possible. Cameron will go in and scoop up their, like, excess, and then he sells it for cheap because they're getting rid of it for cheap to him. But the guy, dude, knows how to find a needle in a haystack. He crushes it. And as you guys know, my wife, the sea turtle, is a little bit of a wine head. And the other day I was making this pasta dish and I'm like, hey, will you go grab me a white out of the wine fridge? Because we have a wine fridge. And she comes back with a Cameron Hughes. I go, whoa, whoa. She goes, what? I go, we're not busting Cameron Hughes for a pasta dish. And she goes, what do you mean? I go, because that stuff's unreal. She goes, yeah. I didn't know it was unreal. I thought you got this cheap. And I'm like, yeah, but it's unbelievable. And she's like, no, I'm not having it. I go, okay. And then I told her I'd pour her some, poured that for her, and she's like, what is this? And I go, that's the Cameron Hughes, girl. And she was like, what? So it's unbelievable. Guarantees all his wines, Cam does. If you're unhappy with any bottle you buy from him, he will make it right. Here is the deal. We want you guys to try these wines because we've been blown away by them. So we convinced Cam to give our listeners an incredible deal, great for you to try. Free shipping on three or more bottles and a free sommelier grade corkscrew. It's a great deal to try these already discounted wines. And free shipping is a huge savings. Wine is heavy. Like if you guys ever order anything that weighs a lot, you know you're paying for shipping. So to get luxury wines at an affordable price, here's what you gotta do. Go to chwine.com and use code CRAB right now. That's chwine.com and enter code CRAB. And just go there and look at the wines that are available and the prices, and then just know you're getting free shipping and trust us. And then hit us up and let us know how you feel about them.
DraftKings is back. You know, I'll say this too. Like, I stopped doing fantasy football just because I really got into it and I was good at it. Like, I've never finished lower than second any time I've ever done it. I've either won or finished in second.
Good Lord.
And
how much did you win?
A few $100.
You told me there was nothing. Last year you said it was nutsickle.
No, I got paid last year.
Oh, man.
But I did stop doing it. And this year I was like, you know what? I am going to do it again. And so far I've had David Johnson and Delvin Cook. They're done. My running backs are gone.
Good Lord.
Oh, my God. They're good. They're gone. So early weeks are already in the books, but it is not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings. 1 week. Fantasy football. That sounds way better for me. This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 pick'em contest that is totally free to enter.
Pick'em, player!
Pick'em, and it's free. I mean, you got to pay a dollar for a lotto ticket. Pick'em is the newest way to play one-week fantasy football. Drafting your team is faster than ever. DraftKings has organized players into 8 tiers. All you have to do is select one player from each tier. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So get to DraftKings.com now and use promo code CRAB to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. That's this Sunday. That's promo code CRAB to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Well, the only detail you need to know today is that this week's ep is a winner. And we're excited to have him on. He's the best deal is when you can find a guy who's a fan of the podcast and is funny enough to come on.
Can nail it.
And we're excited about this episode for you guys and can't wait to hear your response. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome for the first time on the Crab Feast, Mr. Chad Zumach.
Chad Zumach!
Welcome to the Crab Feast!
What an honor to be here. Ryan Sickler, Jay Larson. I mean, you guys are my Tonight Show. Ryan, I swear to God.
Hold on, dude. I think the thing went out. I'm just kidding. Come on, player.
I thought I was getting ready to adjust. Say that shit again.
This is okay. Before we get going, I'm a feaster. Like, I'm not just a guy coming on your podcast. I want to thank you guys both because you've provided me with so much joy, entertainment, and laughs in airports, airplanes, driving from Appleton, Wisconsin to Pittsburgh.
I mean, because we just talked about this off mic about how, like, being on the road and what it is and how you got to, I mean, it's a test of mental strength.
Yeah. And I listen to you guys and I feel like I should be your friends. Like, when we're in high school, I should have hung out with you guys in high school. I mean, I know you guys. I know who you are. And this is quite an honor. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. That feels really nice. I like knowing that. I like knowing we're the choice on somebody's road trip and all. You know what I mean? I love hearing where everybody listens because some people are like, I was doing the dishes, you know, whatever. But I like knowing we're on road trips. That feels good to me.
I blow my head off, like you helped me not blow my head off. Well, so thank you.
That's honestly, yeah, I don't like that because then if he does blow his head off, I'm like, fuck, man.
What's our fault? It's our fault.
Was that Jesse Shapiro's episode?
Re-listen.
Don't have Court McGowan on again.
Oh,
I love Court.
Dude, I hate to do this to you, but
Court McGowan! Get out of here, Court!
Sorry to bring you out here, man.
That might be the first time we've ever called a guest out.
And to scrub us.
In how many episodes?
You don't understand how excited I was that you brought Court out for
that. But no, man, the reason we started doing this, because Ryan and I just love people, so it's great to hear that, you know, not only you enjoy, I mean, we know people out there are listening and enjoy it, but we never get tired of hearing it, because especially the way this world is nowadays.
And I don't mind.
Well, you're a comic, obviously, and I know you've worked with Kreischer. You've done Kreischer's podcast too, right?
I don't know. He's on mine a few times.
Yeah.
I know I've.
But you said outside that a friend of yours turned you on to us.
Yes. You guys do the Twitter shout outs, right?
Yeah.
We did, yeah. You want to do that one to your friend. Do it.
Yeah. It's at Ghetto Joe Howard. Joe Howard is a comedian from Cleveland. He turned me on to the Feast, and I was all hooked.
Ghetto Joe Howard, man.
Yes, Joe, you're welcome. He listens every
Tuesday.
Not only
is he welcome, I'll tell you what. Ooh. Right now.
Joey Howard!
Oh, shit, he's here!
Come on, man. Bring your, late rent check, man.
All right, so thank you very much. Before we get into all the storytelling we're going to do, why don't you go ahead and promote, plug, whatever you'd like there.
Well, before we get things started, I want to promote Jay Larson's new special. Jay, where can we get your special? Let's talk about
that. Well, I always promote the special. Jay Larson Comedy, man. I appreciate you bringing that up. JayLarsonComedy.com. That's where we're going to be releasing it. And then that's the go-to place to purchase, bro.
And if you listen to this podcast, share it, put it on your page, text it to a friend. Like, if you don't have money, just text the
link.
$6,
man.
$6?
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Everyone's got six. You might have $6 in your
Jay Larson special.
Change console, man.
You got that.
Yeah, throw that out there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for me personally, it's just my name, which you can see in the description. It's Chad Zumach. And I was late to the Instagram game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was going to be a fad, like Vine.
Yeah.
I got called Vine out. I said, Vine's whack. It's done. And it happened. I was like, I told you. I said the same thing about Instagram. I'm like, oh, shit. Now I got to get caught up on that. So hit me up on Instagram if you can.
All right.
And wait a minute, you're on the road like constantly, right?
Nonstop.
Do you have your dates on your website?
Yeah, it's all at chadzumach.com. Follow me. I'm either opening for someone, headlining. I don't care. I'm just on the road. I'm somewhere at all times.
Gotcha.
Yeah, every city.
God. Is there any state you haven't played yet?
Seattle.
Really?
You been there?
Oh, God.
I haven't been to that state, but it's a great state. We did Crab Feast up there, Seattle.
Did you?
Yeah,
I mean, I've done stand-up up there, too. Yeah, it's...
Are there feasters up there?
Oh, man. Yeah, are there? They're fucking awesome. Seattle just got love for the arts community. They're great. You could easily go up there and have a great show.
I'd love to go up
there. Yeah, go up there.
Shout out Brody Stevens. Yes. Yeah. Seattle started. You got it.
It's a good Brody.
I mean, you brought a ton of stories here, and we've had Florentine on before. Why don't we start with
nice.
This Jim Florentine story?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is okay. First of all, if you listen to the Crab Feast intro, you got Shake Your Rump.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
There you go
really
for a lot
in?
Of you that ask.
Yeah. That's that. You know, you do your homework, people. If you're a fan of this podcast, find out more about these people. So my thing is...
We've been recording this the whole time?
What's that? I like to listen to what I do.
Is this a bootleg cop? He's going to bootleg this. Sickle. He's going to bootleg this.
I'll tell you what. Now I wonder how many other people have done that, to be honest.
This is
you can't
B-side.
Be the first.
This shit's going up in Thailand like tomorrow.
Yeah.
New Zealand. I got a hookup up there. No.
You got the Crab Fest out in New Zealand over here.
So, no. My DNA is the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
That's who I am. That's what I'm all about. I love the Beastie Boys. I got a copy of Check Your Head in 92. I think I was a freshman in high school. Changed my life. It was the greatest album ever. To me, it spoke to me, and it introduced me to hip-hop to another level, jazz, funk, you know, you name it. I loved it. I spoke it.
And what were you listening to at the time? Were you always into, like, were you a hip-hop guy? I mean, you were in a Public Enemy shirt right now.
I loved hip-hop, but, like, Beastie Boys just opened the doors for everything. Yeah. Like, I wanted to be a Beastie Boy.
Well, because their first album was, like, almost rock and roll, you know what I mean? Or rock or, you know, punk or something. I mean, it was so different.
Produced by Rick Rubin. Mm-hmm. And I was late to the game. I liked it, but Check Your Head was everything to me.
I mean, it's so different.
Yeah.
It's so different from what they started with.
I heavy organ in there, right?
There is some heavy organ in there. So what you want?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of, I mean... I love Paul's Boutique. Like, they're fantastic. I've seen them live so many times, and I saw them do what was the album? I found out about them. Then went a little earlier too, because there used to be four Beastie Boys. There was an album called Cookie Puss. You know about all that? Yeah.
Kate Schellenbach, who was actually the drummer in Luscious Jackson, was I'm a Beastie Boys nerd.
Oh, so that's who it was.
I know everything you need to know. And, like, I became so entrenched in the Beastie Boys court. Like, we used to do talent shows, and I was ad rock.
Yeah.
My friends, Fat Five, high school. So, like, they meant everything to me. To this day, like, 20 years later, I'm still the same guy. Like, I dress the same. Like, if you saw me when I was 16, I would look like this. Right. Like, nothing's changed.
Yeah.
So, fast forward 20-some years later, 2011, 2012, they had the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony in Cleveland, Ohio.
In Cleveland.
You remember that?
No, but I know that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is there.
Exactly. But they had the ceremony in Cleveland. That year, they were inducting the Beastie Boys, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And wasn't that the year that, obviously, MCA was gone and his parents came out, didn't they?
Or no, like he was still alive. He died 2 weeks later.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I thought it was right around.
Did they perform?
They did not perform, but... What happened was that it became the hottest ticket ever because Guns N' Roses was on the bill, and everyone thought Guns N' Roses.
Beastie Boys, Guns N' Roses, Chili Peppers, holy shit.
That's rock radio right now.
Yeah, that is.
And everybody thought Guns N' Roses was going to reunite. Like, Axl Rose was going to come back with Slash, even now they're together. But at the time, nobody knew, so the tickets were hot.
Yeah.
You go to StubHub.com, it was like $6,000 for a ticket. It was crazy. But I was on the radio in Cleveland. We had a drive time talk show that was very popular. It was hot, and... I was
on the FM dial.
I was on the FM dial. It was 100.7.
What channel?
Woo! What WMMS.
WMMS.
Yeah.
What channel?
Yeah, that was the channel.
What is it? 105.7. What's
100.7?
100.7.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm giving. They fired me. Why am I plugging their?
You're
shit?
Not plugging that was them. The same. People can listen. Hit up and say, "Why'd you let go of Zoomox, huh?"
100.7 was the exact same station that I interned for a radio station at college. It started as...
Was it FM?
It was FM, yeah, 100.7. It was GRX when I was listening and coming up through middle school and college. It was classic rock. And then it became new rock with, like, Bush and, you know, all those bands that were big at that time. And it became the X. And when it was just 100, the X, which was 100.7, that's when I interned there. And then it became... Froggy FM or some shit like that, and that was when they wanted me to put the costume on and everything. I was like, I got my credits, man. I'm out. Fuck this shit. I'm not getting a frog costume in 100 degree heat. Fuck you guys.
Was this in Baltimore?
Yeah, 100.7, man.
Okay,
look at that.
Yeah, so that we had like a hot show. It was pretty sweet. So I was actually pleading for tickets, and because Guns N' Roses might reunite, my comedian friend Jim Florentine, who's been on the Craft Feast, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's just like, we got to get tickets. It's amazing. We got to see Axl Rose reunite with Slash. That's my horrible Jim Florentine impression, but you get it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm trying my best. He's like, you work at the number one station in Cleveland. You should get those tickets. I'm like, I'm trying, Jim. I'm doing whatever I can. So he books.
Who are you even going to? You going to like you're the head of the station?
I go to my operations manager, my program director.
Sales guy.
I'm pleading. That's a guy I'm like, send me to this concert. I'm a Beastie Boys fanatic. I can report on it. It's content for the air. And they're like, nah, we can't do anything for you. I'm like, shit. So I tell Jim, I'm like, I got no hookup. And at the time, Jim's on That Metal Show, which was on VH1.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah, of course.
I go, Jim, you got connections? You know everybody. He goes, nah, I got nothing. So I'm like, he's like, I just booked a ticket. I'm flying out there. We're going. I have no tickets.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
There's no tickets.
There's only one way to make it
happen.
You
need a Brand Tobler is what you need. Man.
So I'm like, okay, what are we going to do the week of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony? Axl Rose releases a letter saying, I'm not performing with these guys. Fuck them, whatever. I don't know what he said. They're together now. He was waiting for the payday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was going to do it on their dime. Like, so he's like, I'm still coming. I don't care. Whatever. I'm like, Jim, I don't got tickets. 2 days before the event, my operation manager gives me tickets. They're the worst tickets ever. It's like in the nosebleed.
Where is the event?
The Cleveland Convention Center.
Okay.
And It's the worst tickets
ever. How big is the convention center? What do you say it holds? 15?
15?
Yeah.
We'll go 15. And the upper deck is all general admission for fans. The below is for the artists and the record industry and the whatever, the celebrities.
Yeah.
So I get these crappy tickets. I'm like, I got these crappy tickets. Jimmy's like, that's fine. We can get in with those. We're fine. We're gonna make this happen. Right? So we get to the event.
I love having that guy around.
Me
you know
too.
What I mean? Because I don't want to be – it's going to be a very rare event for me to be that guy that I'm like, fuck it. We'll make this happen. Trust me.
Right.
But when you have the other person that's leading the way and you just need to like – you just got to like handle – you know, you just have to handle the guns on the side of the plane while they just freaking – that's – I love it.
I mean, the biggest hurdle's over now. You're in.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, we can get in now.
Now you're in. You have access. You don't have to sneak in, slip in, anything.
And Jim and I are like, we're the kings.
Hold on real quick. What else, Ryan? Sneak in, slip in. What
slide
else?
In.
Slide in.
Duck like in. All those. Back in.
Drop in.
Parachute in there.
Well, that's a bore for you.
So the day of, he flies in a year early. Like, we do the show. And
a year? You got up there a year early.
I fucked that up. I've been partying a little bit before I got here. Just to shake off the nerves.
I like it.
So we come in early. Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses is on the show with Steven Adler. Yeah. And Jim's there. And we do an interview and we're hanging out. And later on, he invites us to a show at the House of Blues. We go and he goes, we got to talk about tomorrow. We need a plan. What are we going to do? And he goes, you have a shirt and tie? I don't own a shirt and tie. I don't own a suit. Because I'm a comic. I don't give a shit. And if I do get a shirt and tie, I go like the Ross for Less. I hook that up.
Yeah.
It's for court or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And then I take it back.
Right.
I take it back when I'm done. So I'm like, I don't got nothing. He goes, well, we're going to go to the Goodwill. We'll get some shirts and ties because we got to look the part. So we get.
Yeah. And those in the Goodwill shirts.
Look the part. Got a cigarette burn in the tie.
Looking like you're going for a parole meeting. That might be the part. They're like, oh, he's an ex-musician.
So hold on. Go back here for a second. You guys are now at the House of Blues.
No, this is the day prior.
Right.
Discussing it.
Okay, talking about how you're going
to do this. On stage. We're discussing how we're going to get in the Rock Hall tomorrow and how we're going to get to the floor.
You're going to Goodwill to get clothes. That's the plan.
Yeah. So I pick him up from the hotel. We get Goodwill clothes. We get shirts, ties. We look like we know somebody.
I like it.
We drive there, and there's a red carpet event. Every media member in the country is there because it's a huge event.
Now, do they know Jim?
We're going to get to this, Jay Larson.
Hey, okay.
Jay Larson is – he's all over it, and I love it. So
I'm excited right now. That's all.
We park the car, and we case the joint like we're FBI agents. We're like, well, how are we going to get in here? We can't go to the front door. There's Secret Service. There's guys everywhere. We're like, we got to figure out how to get in. And we see a catering truck back up to back it in. Then, like, that, you know, where they take the food and everything. Like, so we're like, Jim's like, we'll go in there. That's how we're going to get in. I go, well, what are we going to say? He goes, I got it. No problem. So we go, we get in and we walk in, and the catering people stare at us. And as they stare at us, before we can flinch, we're like, can we see your IDs?
Right.
So we're like, can we see your IDs? And they're like, oh, they put down the food and they're looking. They're like, well, no, we need to see your passes. And we're like investigating. We have shirts and ties on. We're like, okay, you guys are good to go. Go, go, go. So we actually put that on them. So
hold on, let me grab a chicken finger real quick. Let me grab a skewer. Get going.
So they thought we were more important. They like we were a Secret Service or like some sort of security.
That's unbelievable.
So we're in now.
The Goodwill suits.
You're in and in.
We're in, but we don't know where to go. We're like in the depths of this auditorium. So we start walking down a hallway, and then as we were walking, we see security. We're like, oh, shit, here we go. As we walk up, this guy goes, hey, can we see your passes? And we don't have passes. And he goes, wait a second. Are you Jim Florentine from That Metal Show?
Shut up.
Swear to God. And Jim's like, yeah, that's
me. Thank you, security.
And he goes, can I get a photo? The security guy.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, absolutely. And so we take photos. We're doing like a whole photo spread. And he goes, where are you guys going? We're like, we're going over there. And he goes, where's your passes? I'm like, oh, shit. Here we go. We don't have our passes. And then he goes, well, where's your passes? And I go, Jessica has them. And he goes, oh, yeah, she's in the front. Just go around there. I pulled Jessica out of my ass.
Yeah.
Oh, Jessica's a great pick, man, because that sounds like a girl who's working PR.
I'll tell you what's crazy about that.
Jessica! Get Jessica!
Bring those passes,
bring
girl.
Bring Clifford and passes. Zumok needs a hookup, girl. This is the only person we've ever called in that couldn't come in because she's down at the front stage, man. Actually she's working. She can't get in here.
You know
right
what's funny? Behind the curtain, I look at the door like she's coming in. Like, I really believe she's coming in.
Oh, some of them you just got to do for yourself. Those are for us. I mean, if you love them, good for you. But God damn it, those are for us.
So this dude lets us go past, and we're like, oh. All right.
We lose Rye once in a while. Very, maybe once every eight episodes we'll lose
him for a minute. He's you're ill right now. You just record your CD.
No, he just loved that.
Okay, so you yell out Jessica, he's just like, fuck it, go ahead and go.
Yeah.
Tells you where Jessica is.
You know what, too? Because, and I think
great.
This is,
here, let me help you.
I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but as a comedian, we have almost a sixth sense of like, you know, we're able to make jokes work because we have a feel for people, and there must have been something in your gut that was like, the same way you pulled the ID check on the caterers by you preempting him with that, he then probably wants to feel as though he knows what he's doing
right.
And doing his job right was like, oh, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it was was it really a Jessica or was it like a Michelle or a Tara or whatever? And he just said, oh, fuck, it must be right.
Well, who knows? We never met Jessica or anyone. Right, then,
yeah,
we perfect. Never got the passes. And the thing about, like, if you ever see me at a sporting event or a concert, I don't belong there. Either I snuck in, I got free tickets, and if you see me in a seat, I don't belong there. I've never sat in the seat that I actually paid for.
You
got
to get together with Tobler, dude.
Yeah. Who's this?
Brant Tobler.
I'm in.
Oh. You guys should team up.
Yeah, you should. What we should do is send them both to an event and see who can get in.
You're right.
And how close to the field.
Like, Florentine, it's a challenge. Like, we do it. Like, I stuck into the NBA Finals in 2007. I walked in.
The 07 Finals?
Yeah.
Tobler got to them, and he got in and played 2 minutes.
He got 3 points.
He got 3 points and a couple boards.
He came
man.
Off the bench.
I'm just saying. Same thing happened. They were like, Eric! And he just got up. Like,
snapped those pants off. Made a layup, got fouled, hit the fucking free throw, and then pulled 2 boards down. They were like, all right, Eric's back.
Okay.
So now we're in. And I'm like, okay. Now where do we go? This guy let us pass. We keep walking. We're going down this corridor. We see 3 security guys. We're like, oh, shit. Like, we already passed the caterer, this guy. Like, we're done. It's over. Swear to God, I'm not joking. Dude goes, are you Chad Zumok? Because he listened to my radio show.
Yeah.
I go, yeah. He goes, I listen to you every day, dog. Monday through Friday, bro. He hugs me and goes, can I get a photo? I'm like, yeah. Doesn't even recognize Florentine. Doesn't even recognize Florentine.
You got to think of it.
100% true.
You know all these security dudes that were rockheads were doing exactly what you're doing. Like, hey, man, I got to work that day. Let me get on that. I just want to be there.
You're
right
about that.
So they all were like rockheads, I'm sure.
Yeah, so they're like volunteering or whatever. I don't know what they're getting
paid. Just to be there.
Yeah.
You're there, yeah.
And then, Jim's like, where do we go? And he's like, just go down there and make a left. And I'm like, oh,
cool, man.
Jessica's
down there.
Yeah, Jessica. Go talk to Jessica, man. So we get out of this media tent. Everyone's there. And we know all these media people. And it's like everyone – it's like Kurt Loder and Matt Pinfield. You remember those dudes from MTV?
They're sure.
And we see security people coming towards the media tent. We're like, oh, wait. They're on to us. We got to get out of here. So we leave. We make a right. We walk out. We're on the floor. We are on the floor. First people we see, swear to God, Michael J. Fox, George Clinton, and Kid Rock.
All together? Jesus.
They're just like right there in front of us. So Jim and I were like whores when it comes to getting photos of celebrities. So we start divvying up the celebrities. Like, because we do dry runs. Like, we get the photo and leave. Boom, 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 boom. He goes, I got Michael J. Fox. I got Kid Rock. You could get George Clinton. You got the Beastie Boys, obviously. And I'm like, well, why? I was like, I want Rick Rubin. He's like, you got Rick Rubin. That's fine. So we got our phones ready. And we're like, we walk up to like J. Fox. We're like, hey, can we get a photo? He's like, yeah. And we leave. It's like a drive-by shooting. Right. And so we're down there getting these photos, and all of a sudden the lights go down. And like, everyone, find your seats, please. Find your seats.
We're like, that ain't gonna be so easy, guys.
We don't have seats.
Know. Hang on, it's like, Jessica,
yes! We need seats.
Sir, can you keep your voice down? Sorry, I'm looking for Jessica.
I'm looking for Jessica.
Jessica got my pass. Seats. We're like, we don't have fucking seats. So the lights go down, and Green Day comes on stage. They open up the show, right? Green Day, and we're just standing there. We're like, oh, we got to do something. This is awkward as shit. Everyone's at these nice tables. I see an awning with a bar. I'm like, let's go over there. Let's go to this bar. So we go to this bar and we're hanging out. It's a server's bar. And Jim's like, just play cool, act like we belong. We're just kind of chilling. I'm going, okay, cool. Yeah, we're hanging out. We're just watching Green Day play. Then all of a sudden these servers come up. They're like, you're not supposed to be here. You have to go sit down right now. This is the server's area. I'm like, oh, shit, what are we going to do? So I see an awning over there. I go, let's go over there, Jim. Let's just go over there. So we go over there. It's the same situation, the same server's awning. And I know I'm talking my ass off. And I go, we have to sit down or we're going to get thrown out of here real quick. Then I see there's a doorway by the stage, stage right. People are coming in and out. I go, let's just go down there. That looks important. Let's just go over there. We're on the floor already, right?
Yeah.
So we walk up there. We look in. And I see a bartender and the Roots. You know the Roots?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
They come walking out. Like Captain Kirk, Questlove. I'm like, oh, shit. So this is an important area. And the bartender goes, Jim Florentine, get out of here, man.
Unbelievable. Only in Cleveland, by the way.
Also,
the guy working VIP bartender is going to be like, fuck this. Florentine!
You guys are out there on the track hitting every hurdle. So every hurdle.
What is going on?
Just gliding over him like gazelle.
So we walk in. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? He goes, oh, I know you're Zumok from MMS. I'm like, yeah. He goes, what are you guys drinking? It's all the artists drink for free. What do you got? So now we're drinking for free.
Oh, man.
We're drinking and we're hanging out.
And what is this? Is this like a backstage bar or is it just like off to the side like where
backstage
they all go?
Backstage bar.
Got it.
And it's right by the stage. And like people are coming in. We see like John.
Cougar Mellencamp.
The artist formerly known as Cougar. Come out with Meg Ryan at the time.
Was it really John Mellencamp?
Yeah. ZZ Top.
A big Mellencamp.
ZZ Top comes walking. We're ZZ just Top. Drinking, hanging out. I'm like, I can't believe this is happening right now. We're talking.
So they're all just there, too. They're not necessarily performing.
I think they were doing like press the faces got shit. Introed. So like John Mellencamp did the,
gotcha.
Like, you know, they do the introductions. So we're chilling. And all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, like it was almost like this aura. The Beastie Boys come walking in. Mixmaster Mike, Keyboard Money Mark, Mike D, Ed Rock. And I'm like a diehard fan. Like, I'm like a giddy child. I'm like, oh, my God, these are my heroes. That's
– yeah.
And I don't get starstruck. I was so caught
up. These are your Backstreet Boys. We get it.
These are my
– We get it.
This is my NSYNC right here. Then everyone's
but they are. They're people's Beatles. I mean, obviously. Yeah. They are for some people. For
I mean,
sure.
I know.
I love them.
I own every B-side, bootleg. I know every lyric. I'm a nerd. I'm a total nerd. I dress like them still as a...
I got a pair of Mike D's underpants. Don't worry about it. I mean, I can't tell you how. But...
Did you ever go to his... he used to have that clothing store over...
Grand Royale.
Grand Royale,
I was a subscriber to Grand Royale magazine. Yeah. G-Son. I got all that. So I'm like starstruck, and Jim like puts me to the – because he knows how much of a fan. He's like, focus. Pretend like you've been here before. This is your moment.
He's Don't. Look at you.
Like he's like a coach.
Like you're in the NFL.
Rudy. So I go, okay, yeah, you're right. I'm ready. Let's go. I got the camera ready. I'm good to go. And then I go up to Ad Rock, and I have a Cleveland Cavaliers pin on my tie because I'm a Cavs fan.
Nice.
Is that from Goodwill? Would you come like that, or did you
put
that
the pin
on
there?
Okay, that was an add-on.
A little extra something. I knew I was going to get a tie.
That's tight.
And I never wore it before. So Ad Rock goes, you a Cavs fan? I'm like, yeah. And we start talking NBA hoops, and he's a Knicks fan, so we're going back and forth. I'm on a 20-minute conversation, and the whole time I don't even know what the fuck he's saying. I'm like, play it cool.
Talking to yourself the whole time.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, cool, man. I think he thinks I'm somebody, but I'm nobody.
Yeah.
And at one point, I was like, hey, can I get a quick photo? He's like, yeah, cool. I got the photo. I'll show you the photo after the show. And then security comes up. He goes, hey, where's your pass? In front of Ad Rock. And I'm like, it's at my table. He's like, well, let's go to your table right now. And Ad Rock's watching this happen. I'm like, well, I'm just kind of hanging out. He's like, no, you need to come with us right now. So I got thrown out in front of my idol.
That was it? Ad Rock? No one...
Yeah,
it was bound to run out, I guess.
Yeah,
huh?
And I'm looking at Jim, and I don't want to throw Jim under the bus. Like, I'm with him because he doesn't have a pass.
Oh, so they weren't grabbing him either?
Just me. And I'm just like,
Guy wasn't a Cavs fan, I guess.
Yeah.
Florentine got on stage with him.
So I'm like, I don't want to throw my guy under the bus. So I'm like, hey, it's over there. And so they're like, they're going to escort me out. And luckily, I go out there. They're going to throw me out of the building. The bartender, who was a fan, he's like, that guy's with me. So I come back. The Beastie Boys are gone. Never saw them again, but I got to meet my idols.
That's great.
Oh, dude.
They left. It was the best moment of my life.
Did you stay there the rest of the show back there?
Rest of the night, hung out. We met everybody, like Duff McKagan. Well, Duff was on the show earlier, but you know who was actually stalking us was the lead singer from Green Day, Billy Joe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was like following Florentine around. He was a huge fan of that metal show. At one point, we were drinking so much, he's like, ah, oh, there's Billy Joe. We got to go this way. We had a
now you're ducking.
Ducking
people.
Green Day?
We're ducking Green Day because he was just bothering us.
That's awesome, man.
That's fucking great.
True story, 100%.
Oh, man.
I love that you guys went all, just kept going for it.
That's the power of yes right there, no doubt.
You got to, like, straight face it. You got to act like you belong.
Yeah, I know.
And if you do, that nobody questions it. Because these people are making a minimum wage. They don't give a shit. Like you said, they're probably all trying to sign up for this weekend.
Yeah.
So.
I want to hear this story about the Bert Kreischer fans.
Okay, Bert Kreischer, he's been on the podcast.
Of course.
He's a great guy, great comedian. Bert's a friend of mine, and I've had the pleasure to open for him a few times this year. And Bert's selling out everywhere.
Everywhere.
He's blowing up. And Bert, we were going to Houston at the Houston Improv, and I was middling for him there. And I don't. Have you been to the Houston Improv, Jay?
I haven't, no.
Ryan?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's like 400 seats. It's a big fucking
improv.
Yeah,
it's big.
It's huge. He sold out every show and added a show. And so if you can't, like, kill in front of a Bert Kreischer crowd, you should stop doing comedy. You do a Bert Kreischer, like, 25 minutes, you're like, where's my Netflix special?
Right, yeah.
Where
right.
the fuck is my Netflix?
Right.
And then I headline the off night, and there's only, like, 30 people, everything's paper. I'm like, I should get a job at Home Depot. I stink at comedy. So his crowds are amazing. So he does a little thing called the...
calling the sick work. Or calling to work sick show.
He does that, yeah. But he does that waitstaff raffle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's awesome. That's such a great thing.
It's the most genius idea ever because you go to any like server or bartender, you're like, who's your favorite comedian? Bert Kreischer, anywhere in the country. It's the most genius thing in every comic.
Tell our listeners if they don't know. I mean, we know what it is, but tell everybody what it is.
Basically, if you've ever served or bartended, you know you get tips, right? So what Bert likes to do...
He went to the origin.
He's breaking down
the whole
service industry. So what happens is most
15% is polite.
Most people get a salary. But when you wait tables, you get a...
He's an escort. All right, go ahead. So Bert gives love to the wait staff.
It's the most genius idea, it's the biggest fuck you to every comic because we can't live up to it now because every comic loves him for doing this.
Yeah.
So everyone, he basically says, these bartenders, these servers, they live on tips. If you could hook them up, throw a 20, a 100, a dollar, it could change their life. So
into a thing, and then he does a raffle and picks one person, gets it.
And one person, he draws the server's name, they get it, they go home, the happiest person ever.
Usually it's like around between 600 to like a G, right?
Yeah, and in Houston, every pot was $1,000.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Four hundred
people, if you put into five, boom.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's amazing. And so we're on stage, and Bert can only work one side of the stage, and it takes up a lot of time, like 15 minutes of people coming up, throwing down dollars, five, 20. So I start working the right side of the stage when he's on the left or whatever, and I'm on the right side.
I pocket a couple bucks. This one right here fell on the floor.
But you actually feel good. Like, yeah, I was a bartender for 10 years. I get it. You live off this shit. So this is actually a game changer. And I'm looking over table four right in front of me, this hot girl. She's like a 10. And her friend's there. Hard six. Either way. We start talking. They're big Bert Kreischer fans, diehard Bert cast, all that. And they're like, you're really, really funny. I'm like, thank you. I go, what are you doing afterwards? She's like, hanging with you. I'm like, all right, this is going down. I'm a single guy. Let's hang out. Let's do this. So I'm getting the money. And let me, before we back this up, I'm not a dirty comic. I don't talk filth. I'm a pretty clean comic on stage. So I'm about to tell a dirty story. It's not what I do.
Okay.
Because it happened. This is 100% true.
Hey, listen, whatever you got to do to get to sleep tonight, you know what I mean?
Exactly. In fact, this story is still developing. This is a Crab Feast exclusive.
I love it.
You got a sounder that says exclusive?
Exclusive. There it is. It's 100.7 with Chad Zumach. Exclusive. We just got that, actually. That's brand new to the
brand new, man.
MMS Backstage with Chad Zuma.
Straight from My Heart Radio.
Where's your pass?
Dude, that'd be a great radio show.
Where's your pass with Chad Zuma.
There's your podcast right there.
All people sneaking into events. Where's your pass?
So afterwards, the girls come up, they buy Bert's shirt, they buy my album. I'm like, hey, just take the album. She's like, no, we want to support you, whatever. I'm like, cool. So they bought the album, they bought the shirt, they take photos. And I'm like, just hang out for a minute, whatever. So Bert's taking photos because he takes photos with everybody. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And afterwards, he goes to the green room. I go, you ladies want to go to the green room? They're like, yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, they're huge Kreischer fans. I'm like, yeah, let's go. So we go to the green room, and we're back there, and there's like another dude. and everyone starts smoking weed. And I'm not a weed smoker anymore. Like, I just let them do their thing. I'm like, whatever, you know, whatever helps at this point.
Sure.
Keep doing their thing. And I'm
smoking blunts. You know,
yeah. And Bert, I think he's sponsored by Tito's. I don't know. There's always Tito's backstage every time we do a show. So I'm pouring him drinks. We're having fun. And I go, hey, what do you guys want to do now? And they looked at the time. It was 2:05. Bars are closed. They're like, well, the bars are closed. I'm like, after hours, my hotel. Why not, right? It's going to be fun. So we go back to the hotel. Bert goes, I'm just going to go home. He goes, you know, he's married. He's like, I don't want to deal. You know, good luck. Have fun. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, sweet. So we take an Uber back. We go back to the hotel, and it's a baller hotel. Like, I don't belong there. It's a nice hotel. It's like Jim Gaffigan Hotel. And there's Jim Gaffigan Hotel, and there's Motel 6 Shadzumok Hotel. So I have this hotel, and they're like, oh, my God, this guy's doing really well. And I go, hey, what do you guys want? You want some drinks? So I'm pouring, like, I took the bottles of Tito's with me.
Yeah.
And I go to the mini bar. You know the mini bar where they have, like, Red Bulls and Gatorades and stuff?
$9 fucking Gatorades and shit.
This is how much of a scumbag.
You don't care.
You don't give a
fuck. You want some peanuts?
I'm 36 deep on Gatorade right now, girl. Let's get it on.
Get those electrolytes in you, girl.
This is how much of a scumbag I am. Is the next day after that, I went to the grocery store and replaced the Red Bull and Gatorade.
It's not scumbag, man. I mean, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Frugal. I only charged $10 for a Red Bull. So I'm pouring drinks, and I got music on. I got the ambiance. Life's nice. And I'm just being honest. This happened, and I'm chilling, and we're talking. I don't know how we get on the subject, but the hot girl's like, I'm a good kisser. I'm like, really? So I go into the obvious hanging fruit. I'm like, well, show me. So she starts making out with me. I'm like, okay, this is going on. By the way, she has a Bert Kreischer shirt on. I just want to paint the picture.
Oh, man. So. You should have been like, you know, Bert only performs with the shirt
off. Yeah, exactly. You're right.
So I started making out with her, and her friend goes, oh, is she a better kisser than me? So I start making out with her friend.
Who's first, the 10 or the 6?
The 10's first, 6 second.
At that point,
10-4, good buddy. So I'm like making out with her, and all of a sudden – they start kissing each other, and I'm like, okay, this is the greatest night of my life.
16 right there in front of you.
This is happening. That's a 16.
An average 8, man.
16 out of 10. 8 on both sides. That ain't bad, brother. B plus, boy.
Ryan's hilarious. He's sick.
Oh, God. That is fucking too much. An average 8. All right, go ahead. 2 8s is
we're doing math.
All right.
So I'm making.
So we're making, better not have a new Nick Youssef ending too.
Yeah, no shit.
Was Nick on the podcast?
Yeah, oh, man.
Okay. All right. So we're making out. Things are happening, and then she takes off the Bert Kreischer shirt, and I start making out. I'm on top of her. It's just what was going on.
And then where's the other girl?
She's right next to us. Okay. And all of a sudden, like, I'm kind of going at it. I can't. First of all, it's like a Make-A-Wish Foundation. I can't believe this is happening.
Sure.
It's unbelievable. And all of a sudden, the girl's like, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? We both stop. And we're like, she's just holding there. We're like, are you okay? She wouldn't say anything for 5 minutes. And finally, she's like, I think I'm going to be sick. And we're like, okay. And she runs to the bathroom.
Fucking you for the last 5, girls. Yeah. Jesus, Brian. Slow, you know.
So she
yeah, I guess you had her friend for the other 5.
She runs to the bathroom, shuts the door, and I just immediately start going on 10. I'm like, I'm trying to get as much as I can. Yeah.
Guess it's a 2.
I'm cool with cutting the 6 loose, you know what I'm saying?
So,
hey, if somebody had to go, I'm so glad it was her.
Put a chair under that goddamn door.
Should you? Guys! Just ate your night, 6.
All right.
I just try to get as much as I can done while she's in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Then all of a sudden, we start hearing.
Of course.
And when she stops, and she's like, I should go check on her. I'm like, I think she's all right. She's cool, right? Yeah. She's like, no, I gotta go check on her. So she gets up, and I'm naked, by the way.
I hope so.
Yeah. So she leaves, and I'm just sitting there for about 15 minutes. They come out, both of them. The hard 6 goes
now
up.
Now it was solid four, I'm guessing.
Solid four.
Drop down to
she
after
pours
that.
Some Tito's, takes a shot.
The one that's just puking the whole time?
Just puked. Swear to God.
That's the earliest hair of the dog I ever heard.
Comes over and starts blowing me.
Wow.
She's, I'm just like, okay, cool.
And Donovan McNabb.
You know what? There's the thing, too. Guys don't give a fuck. You just throw up. Yeah, you suck. So,
the hot chick is like, what are you doing? She goes, did you ever think that I wanted some? And dude, I'm a fucking four. I'm a
dude, and they're
I'm a middle-aged man. There's nothing here. This is not like I'm not a piece. They start arguing. They're like, she's like, you didn't brush your teeth. That's disgusting. And then they start arguing, and all of a sudden,
I took care of that.
The vodka took care of it. That's what she did. She cleansed.
Some guy, his name's Justin, comes up. I don't know who this guy is. They're like,
someone's
you
at
did the
door?
Same shit with Justin.
Oh, they bring him up. I thought some dude showed
me too.
Up. I was like, what?
They're arguing about some guy I don't even know, and they're going back and forth. I'm like, ladies, we're all good. Let's just hang. We're chilling. She's like, no, she's a fucking bitch. She's a bitch.
Who's saying this now? The 10?
The 6 to the 10.
Mm-hmm. You don't talk to the fucking 10 like
know
that.
Know your
girl.
Fucking spot.
I don't ever put a hands on one, but I'll nudge you with my ass out that front door, girl. I just bump you out a little bit with my ass.
So I'm like, calm down. She's like, no, I'm out of here. Fuck you. And she leaves. And meanwhile, I'm stuck with the 10. I'm like, this we could salvage this. We could make this work, right? So the 10's there. She's in her bra and underwear hanging out, and she starts crying.
Oh, man.
I'm like, hey. I hug her. I'm like, it's all good. Don't worry. We're
now
drinking.
We're in therapy.
Yeah. She starts going over her life, her situation. I'm like, just spend the night. She's like, I want to go home. I just want to go home. I'm like, just sleep over. It's 4 in the morning at this point. Let's just hang. Leave in the morning. We'll grab some breakfast. She's like, no, I'm going home. No. So she leaves.
Fine. The anger. I mean. Oh.
So I swear to God. Ryan J, I was just sitting there on the bed naked, and I go, she lives. I swear to God, I said, well, that could have went better to myself.
Yeah.
The story doesn't end, right? So that happens. I tell Bert the story. I meet him for lunch.
Two minutes later,
Justin. He's like, let me get that dick, man. By the way, she left her Chrysler shirt.
Sort of grab that Chrysler.
By the way, I thought you guys would say Justin was here.
Nah,
I was going to.
We reached out to him.
He's unavailable.
He had another obligation.
He's being called out somewhere else.
So you think the story's over? I tell Bert the story in lunch, and he's like, "Oh my god!" You know, I break it that high. He's like, "Yeah, you had a threesome!" And he's like doing that whole thing. He's like, "Oh, that's awesome!" And then I tell him the story. He leaves a day early before I leave. And I try to get this thing going again. It doesn't work. So a week passes, and apparently I followed him on Instagram. I don't even remember doing it. And I get a scroll on my Instagram feed. It's her with twin daughters going, we just lost everything from Hurricane Harvey. This is my two daughters.
This is super recent.
This is almost 2 months ago. The story is developing.
Yeah, I see.
I told you
saying.
It was crap.
Gotcha.
He's exclusive.
Gotcha. It's coming.
Exclusive.
So she's like, I'm a single parent. I live check to check. I lost everything. I can't afford hurricane insurance. I don't know where to start. So she started a GoFundMe page. And I'm like, oh, man, I felt so bad. First of all, she never told me she was a mom to two daughters.
This is the 10?
The 10.
Yeah.
That's why I knew there was something. This girl was way too hot to be with me. She had some hang up, and it was two daughters. That's what it was. So I'm like, I felt bad. I text Bert. I go, Bert, this girl was a big crush. He bought our shit. Like, we got to do something. I sent her the link. So Bert tweets it out. I tweet it out. Bert donates 100. I donate 100. She sends me a DM going later, like 2 days later, going, you guys are so awesome for doing that. You don't understand how much this means to me. And I feel good about myself.
I spent $250 that night.
Listen,
you can get it up.
I'm 120 down of that Gatorade, girl. You think I can take a little out of the till?
So you guys are so funny. So I feel bad. And I feel good. I feel like I did something.
Sure, yeah. Well, you did nothing wrong. They wanted it. There was nothing wrong. I
mean, yeah.
Probably let them get a little too intoxicated, and then all the emotions came up.
Yeah, and women get weird.
And vomit. And, yeah.
Vomit, yeah, threw it off.
Yeah.
But I figured the next time I come to Houston, maybe after a $100 donation, something could happen, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
could have stepdaughters.
I think you need to do a little more than a honeybee to get that.
I'll show you the photo, too. So that passes. 2 weeks later, I'm in Omaha at the Funny Bone. I'm on a radio show called Todd and Tyler. Shout out, Todd and Tyler, if you're ever in Omaha. By the way,
well, fucking, if you're ever right here.
Todd Tyler!
2T!
Come on, baby.
When you do your promotion tour, I'll give you their hookup. They got a great show out there.
Awesome.
So
thank you.
We're doing their show, and they're getting emails. They're like, so what happened with in Houston with Bert and the threesome? I go, what? How do you know this? And then I get texts. I get emails. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Apparently, Bert told Doug Stanhope the story on their Swapcast about how I had a threesome. And Bert told the story like, oh, he goes, I donated $100. I don't even have the threesome. I was like, so, so Bert's and I didn't hear it. I'm like, well, okay.
All right. I didn't even have the threesome.
He's like, I'm not even the one who had a threesome. So I'm like, all right. It's out there. I'm like, well, she didn't hear it. She's homeless right now. She don't got.
Yeah, right.
Where is she got time? Oh,
Jesus Christ.
So,
jeez.
So, as of last week, exclusive Crab Feast, I get a DM on Instagram. You're a fucking asshole, you piece of shit.
No.
I'm in a homeless shelter with my daughters, and you're bragging? Really? You're an asshole. You're blocked. So, now this chick blocked me after I donated $100 to the threesome, because Bert doesn't even know the conclusion of this. So
he doesn't know that happened?
He's a big podcast listener. I know you fucking dick be, man. It's out there.
Man, that's terrible.
That did not end.
Jesus.
Is this a Nick Youssef ending?
No.
I mean,
kind.
Wow, that's too bad.
Well, so, I'll say this. We have, we're at the Come and Take It Festival. We've been promoting that as a way to, you know, get back into Houston, get them some money, and, you know, we've made a donation.
Yeah.
No, I heard that.
Yeah.
On your podcast. So,
God, there's so many more here. What about this strip club story?
Oh, shit. Yeah. This is actually in my act. I'll tell you the stories. By the way, none of this is fabricated. It's 100% true.
Yeah, we hope so.
Usually when people say that, it's fabricated.
No, I mean,
of course, put it this way, man. You know what I believe? We want to hear a good story, and as comedians, of course, that's what we do. We push limits to get things to happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? And however you tell it, we're going to listen, and we just want to have fun.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you didn't meet the Beastie Boys, whatever. You know what I mean?
I got documentation on that one. I'll have Florentine. Can we patch in Florentine right now?
Well, no, but do you still have the pic? You ever put it out on your Instagram?
Yeah,
and stuff?
I'll put it out on Instagram. I'll show you before we leave. Yeah. We'll put that on an Instagram. You can check it out. So back in Cleveland, when I was on the radio, I had, like I told you, the Drive Time show on 100.7. Where,
So Drive Time is what 3 to 7?
3 to 7.
I mean, is that like the dream slot? You're not like up
it's
at
amazing.
4 a.m. What time do you go in if you're 3 o'clock show?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
I'd be partying all night.
Yeah.
I was like a local celebrity. Like,
what time did you stay past 7? Did you stay past 7 to do work for the next day?
I would be out the door at 7:01.
Damn.
And I'd be at the bar or doing a set or doing something. I was like in Cleveland within the bubble in Northeast Ohio as a local celebrity. It was like the show was so big. The show was so big when Shaquille O'Neal played for the Cavs. He liked the show, so he just stopped down and hang out with us show. So it was like a big thing at the time.
You do a Shaq impression?
No, I don't. I don't know. Can you do one?
Good start.
Not really, Kenny. No.
Everybody throws
my Shaq
Kenny
sounds
in.
Like a Bert. I was talking to Stanhope the other day. Want to have a cocktail? All right. So I was on the radio, and I'm a Browns fan.
I hope so.
I'm a big Brown. You're from Boston, right?
Yeah.
You're from Baltimore?
Yeah, we got your old Browns.
I know.
Yeah.
And then you won a Super Bowl after they left.
Did.
Congratulations.
Sure did. Thanks.
So, unfortunately, I'm a Browns fan. It sucks. It's an Achilles. So, I tailgate. I used to tailgate all the time. We get to the Muni lot at 5 a.m. We drink nonstop. Kickoff comes. You don't even know what the fuck's going on. You don't know you don't know who wins till the next day on Twitter.
Oh, right.
Because we drink. It's hard. And this day was crazy. I leave. I was in a suite, and I have a thing where I leave places, I don't say goodbye. You ever do that?
Yeah, Irish goodbye.
Yeah, mine's called
call it a ninja.
You call it a ninja?
Just like a cloud of smoke and you're gone.
Yeah, you drop the smoke bomb. Mm-hmm. My thing's called a Zudini. My last name's Zumok. They call it a Zudini and I disappear. I'm in a suite. I leave and I don't know what I did over the course of the day. Next thing you know, I'm in a strip club and I'm with the Cleveland Browns cornerback, Joe Hayden, who plays for the Steelers now, right? Mm-hmm. He's a friend of mine at the time.
Joe Hayden's all everything, great. Isn't he?
Joe everything.
Yeah.
But I mean, like all pro, like 7 years in a row and stuff.
No. Yeah, he was a baller back in the day. I mean, he's still doing okay. He's doing his thing. I love Joe. He's a great dude. It was his rookie year. And we're in a VIP room just throwing dollars at the strippers. And he has a stack of dollars. And I'm so drunk. I'm like, that looks like so much fun. I've never made it rain. I never made it drizzle. I don't do anything. So I go to the ATM at a strip club. I don't know if you ever went to the ATM. It's like you're paying $5,000 to get $10.
Yeah, the one that back in the Valley, I remember, was like you're like a $10 fee plus 10% or some shit like that on top of whatever.
10% of what you got in the till?
Yeah, what you're taking out. Oh, so if you're taking out $500, it's $50 to take that shit out of their machine.
Wow. Because
they know you're going to fucking do it. You're going to do it.
Yeah, and I don't even know what I took out at the time, but I got a stack of ones. Because I went to the bartender afterwards, I got a stack of ones, and I'm throwing money with Joe Hayden. Like, we're both throwing money at the – and I'm having a blast. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so drunk. And at this point in the night, I don't know what happens. They do an Irish goodbye on me, the Browns players. They leave me.
Right.
They do a Zudini. And
they thought you were the lead singer of Green Day, huh?
They pulled a Billy Joe.
Billy Joe. Okay.
Larson with a comeback. So – I'm drunk. I'm in the strip club, and I see a woman at the bar by herself. I go up to her. I start talking. Her friends ditch her, so I buy her a drink. Fast forward. We're making out at the bar. Fast forward. We're in the woman's restroom. She's naked. I'm making out with her in the woman's restroom. 100% true story. She doesn't even work there. She doesn't work there. I'm making out with a naked woman at a strip club.
This woman got naked. A patron.
A patron.
In the bathroom.
Yes, at a woman. That's like Lloyd. I don't know what it is. It's
sounds
bad
like a,
business.
Sounds like a wholesome woman.
That's like if you go to a Panera Bread, there's a guy giving away Quizno sandwiches in the bathroom.
It's just disgusting.
It's not right.
It's not.
But I don't care.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm
guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a bouncer comes walking, and he's one of those diehard. You know the bouncer guy who loves being a bouncer? He always wanted to be a bouncer. Like he wanted
towel on his shoulder and shit.
Yeah, he's got his whole. He looks like he's Stone Cold Steve Austin, but he's 5'4". Yeah. He's got big muscles, small penis, probably racist, whatever. So he comes in and he goes, "You're not supposed to be in here, man." I'm like, "Sorry, man, I'm drunk. My bad. Whatever, you know." And he looks at me, he goes, "What's your name?" And I go, "Oh shit, Chad Zumok. I'm a local celebrity." And he goes, "Who the fuck is that?" Like, all right, good question. And he goes, looks at me, he goes, "Your name's Todd." And I'm so drunk, I'm like, "It is." I'm hammered. I'm like, he goes, "Yeah, and you, I sold cocaine to you. You still owe me money, you son of a bitch." I'm like, "What?
Whoa.
Where are we going?" He throws me up against the wall. Naked woman over there. He's about to punch me. And I swear on my brother's grave, walking to the restroom is NBA legend Dennis Rodman from out of
the Worm, baby.
Worm!
Who's Kim Jong, baby?
I'm like, he actually was about to hit me. He goes, "Is that fucking Dennis Rodman?" Like, we're. And Rodman, without hesitation, goes, "You put him down right now." Like the Lord sent Dennis Rodman
right,
on my behalf
to come over here.
Dennis Rodman's a peacemaker.
He's my guardian angel.
Yeah, it's a peacemaker.
He's my Michael Landon from High What Happened. Without picture.
He's your Michael Landon. Man.
So,
oh, man.
So the guy, we're all freaked out. I make a beeline out with the girl. I don't remember shit. I blacked out. And I wake up the next day. I don't know if you woke up the next day after you black out. You're just trying to piece shit together. You're like a hungover Columbo investigating. Mm-hmm. You're like, did I see Dennis Rodman? Nah, that was a drunken dream. That never happened.
There's no way that happened.
No way. Never talked about it. I didn't even talk about it. I told the story on the radio the next day. That's the only reason this story exists is because I put it out there and I forgot. 10 months later, I'm at a bar. Or no, I'm at a mall. I see a woman with a baby carriage and a man. I go, I know who this woman is. How do I know her? So I finish up my Panda Express. I walk over. I'm like, "Excuse me, ma'am. Hi, I think I know you." And she goes, she looks at me. She goes, "What are you doing here?" I'm like, "Oh, shit. Hey, how are you? I'm Chad." She goes, "I know who you are, asshole."
This is your child.
That's what I'm thinking. 10 months ago, and she's got a baby carriage. I'd be like,
Taxi Robbins.
The thought crossed my mind.
It looks just like the worm.
Nose piercing. These big ears.
Green hair.
You're like, whoo.
But she's with a guy?
The guy left. He kissed her on the cheek and walked away. I don't know if he went to the bathroom or another store, Abercrombie & Fitch. I don't know where he's at.
So then when you step up. And she freaks out.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I thought I knew who you were. I just want to say hi. And she goes, yeah, asshole. And she goes, I want to let you know I'm with my family right now. And that night in that hotel room with you and that stripper and Dennis Rodman, that's not who I am anymore. I'm a wife and I'm a mother. Thank you.
So, wait. Yeah, because all we know about is the bathroom.
So I got confirmation I was with Dennis Rodman that evening. But I may or may not have had a gangbang with him at this point. I don't even remember, and that's when I was glad I drank as much as you possibly can, because Dennis Rodman doesn't play by the rules. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's
you might have took his worm. Rodman, dude. She said, I'm not that woman anymore.
And the reason why Rodman
10 months later, by the way, like you probably still are. You know, you're just new to this shit.
That was her last hurrah, maybe.
Yeah, it might have been.
And I Googled it. Rodman was in town doing an appearance at a bar. He was doing a bar appearance because he goes around doing bar appearances. That's why he was in Cleveland at the time.
I wonder if that bounce was with you guys, too.
Oh, who knows? It could have been a whole night. You guys could have been there. The feast could have been.
Never know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
True story.
So you have one here, too, about getting charged with a DUI being the worst and best part of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, back in Cleveland. This, by the way, like I drink, but I took a year off and I take time outs because I get crazy. But the year I took off, I didn't write one joke. But as soon as I start drinking, I got stories, I got jokes and material. So when shit gets weird, I take a time out, but then I go back to drinking because then I can get some more material.
Gotcha.
So so yeah, I got charged with DUI back in Cleveland, and it was a big time story. I got fired from the radio because of it.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask. So you're on the radio at the time when it happened?
Yeah, it happened one night. It was a big situation. I used to be in a Hall & Oates cover band.
Yeah,
playa. Oh my God, called what?
I can't believe it's not Hall & Oates.
That's a lot of words. I was going to be like Hall & Oates.
Man, I can't go for that, man. I'm going to stick with the real thing.
So who were you?
I was Oates. I'm the short one.
You were Oates.
And I was the least talented. Hall was the singer, and he was tall at the time. And we had a show at the
you
hustle.
You did a lot of snapping? A lot of just
holding that guitar back and forth like this right here with that big mustache.
Hey, just for the record, for a Hall & Oates fan, Family Man is the shit, that song.
It is a good, that's a great one. Leave Me Alone, I'm a Family
yeah,
Man.
Yeah, that the bass line in that,
that
is.
That was that, what that chick was saying to you at the mall.
Yeah, she is now.
Leave Me Alone, I'm a family woman.
Yeah, but if you push me too far, I just might. You did, girl. I don't remember it. Chapter 9 in Rodman's book. But I don't remember a damn thing.
You guys are awesome. So we had a show at the House of Blues that night. We were opening for the Dan Band. You ever heard the
Yeah, from old school.
Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer. Wedding Crashers. Singer. That's right. Wedding Crashers.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. And, so I get charged with the DUI. I'm like, you know what? It'll get brushed under the rug. Nobody will know about this. Next thing you know, it's on every single news channel, like 3, 5, Fox 8. I'm pretty sure it was on the Weather Channel.
What,
it was everywhere.
You got the DUI?
My DUI charge was everywhere.
But
my,
who covered it? Like, how did anyone know?
The local news. I was like a local celebrity.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So my mugshot was on all the news stations from the DUI arrest. I'm like, what the hell? It, like, I went viral. And it
what
was
year is this?
2012.
Okay. And how long had you been on the radio show?
3 years.
Gotcha.
At this point. So I'm like, I can't believe this is happening. So I'm like a zombie. I can't believe it's happening. We have this whole, I can't believe it's not Hall & Oates that night. I have a concert.
Right. A concert.
Concert. Get the fuck out of here. I mean, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
So I show up to the gig and, you know, and they're loading the gear. Like, we have a backing band. We have a whole thing going on. It's a joke. And a fake Hall comes up to me and he's like, dude, you got to focus, man. You got to be fake Oates tonight. And I'm like, all right. I do the show. And before we come out, everyone in the crowd's chanting, DUI, DUI, DUI. The whole crowd sold out House of Blues.
And you're like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey. Here she comes.
Here she comes.
DUI. She's a man eater.
O-D-U-I. Why did I never pull you over?
O-D-U-I.
A 2.0. What did you blow?
I never blew. That's why I got charged the DUI.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah, if you're listening right now, you're drinking.
Imagine
you're
blew 100.7. Come on, son.
They're like, I think we're going to have to let John Oates go. He's got a concert. He's got a
concert.
This is the quickest podcast in the world.
Oh.
Tags galore. So they're chanting DUI, and I'm like, oh, I'm freaking out. Hall slaps me. He's like, focus, man.
Slap.
It's like Florentine. Everyone wants to pep talk you.
I know. Fake Hall's doing it now.
I'm everyone's sidekick.
Oh, God.
So we come out.
I think that's an album title right there. Everyone's sidekick.
Good one.
Yeah, I'll write that down. Pick up Jay Larson's album while you're at it. So I think we opened with Adult Education. I'm not sure what we came in with. Rich Girl, maybe? I don't know. So we get that out, and we sing this. We do everything. We do great.
D-U-I.
Sarah.
D-U-I.
They call, I just can't focus.
For me. Sarah. D-U-I.
Sarah. Holding lighters out there.
We close with Private Eyes.
Oh.
That's a great one, too, man.
Watching you. Private Eyes.
Oh, my God. How many songs do you guys do? What's a concert for you?
I've been working overtime. What's that? Ding, ding.
I don't know that one. I don't know that one.
I'm sure you know that one.
Well, the Dan band, well, we were the opener, so we did 35 minutes.
So how many songs is that? Like five or six?
I think we'd set six or
You're
seven.
You're a rich girl. You're getting that
rich
one
girl,
in.
I gotta kill
I mean,
rich
you just
girl.
Hit people with hits, just knocking them down.
Oh, yeah, like, you got Private Eyes. Way. You got Sarah Smile. We're coming. Adult Education.
I can't go for that.
I can't go for that. That's a smooth
that
jam
song
right
is
there.
Sick.
It not only it is, and you see a lot of like I've seen it used in hip hop and everything.
That beat,
like,
well, it is
that
hip-hop.
Beat is,
that beat is
yeah,
fucking
it's
dope.
Sick. People use that one so well. Yeah.
My favorite is he goes, I can't go for that. No.
Yeah.
No can do. No. It's yeah. Fucking ridiculous. Like nope. I told you like six times you can't do it, man.
You can't fake the Philly funk. You ask any black person, they love Hall & Oates.
Oh yeah, they're great.
I was in the airport in Atlanta. There was like a Chili's. Everyone there was just jamming to Hall & Oates. They were all black. I was like, you can't fake that shit.
No way. Yeah. Fucking stoke.
Hall & Oates for the shit.
You know what you can't fake? DUIs, son.
Yeah, that's where we are right now, chanting in your face. So what are you doing? You're powering. You get slapped.
So I get slapped. I do the concert because the show must go on, right?
Yeah. Did you pound Comedians? A drink or anything to give that audience
no,
what they wanted?
I didn't drink at all. I was freaked out because of the situation I was in.
Were they doing it the whole show?
No, they calmed down because actually we pulled them in with Rich Girl and they were all bored.
This drunk son of a bitch is all right.
It was like, you ever seen the Blues Brothers when they were behind the chicken wire?
Yeah, hell yeah. I've always wanted to do stand-up, behind, like a show like that, where people get to throw shit while you're
Bottles
behind
it.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, because like after we sang Rawhide, they were like, all right, these guys are all right. We're cool. So the next day, I'm like, all right, I'm going to be okay, right? It's Friday night. Program director texts me. He goes, I want to see you on Monday. I'm like, cool, all right, sweet. I'm like, I don't think I'm getting a promotion.
Must have heard Sarah's mom.
That version of Sarah Smile. Yeah. We're going to put it on rotation.
We're going to put it in rotation, man. Heavy row.
And I get fired. I get walked out the door, and it goes viral. Like, the firing goes viral. My mugshot, I swear to God, my mugshot from the DUI arrest, I'm not joking, guys. It got 1.5 million hits.
Do you have it?
From the new – oh, it's the cover of my album, Reckless Operation, which you can get on iTunes.
Send us that, too.
Oh, so, yeah. I got it right here. So – my mugshot just blew up. It went everywhere. So long story short, I was known for that mugshot. And that's, by the way, it's the most viral thing I ever got. Let me pull it up. I know this is audio. Here's my mugshot, Jay Larson. There it is.
Dude.
There it is.
Right. Not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a horrible day.
What was I going to say? So what were their – I mean, obviously, you're a public figure. I mean, because you hear about this, like, in sports, and you're like, well, if that was a school teacher or a – if you were an accountant, you wouldn't get fired. But clearly, when you're a public figure, this is a big deal. I mean, if it hadn't gone viral – you'd think, though, like, in rock and roll, they'll be like, you know, I guess that's – I really don't know, I guess.
Well, there was more to it, too. Like, it was rock. It's corporate. It's iHeartMedia.
Yeah, I know.
And the host I worked with, the guy, we didn't get along very well, and he kind of, I don't know, he's jealous. I don't know what it was, but he wanted me gone. So they found an out.
He had a Rick Astley cover band. I'm just like, listen, man. He's like, can't be two of us up in this drive
about
time.
About to give you up. About to say goodbye. And do I can to desert you.
And 3 months later, he's opening for the damn band with Rick Astley.
Right, exactly.
DUI, DUI. I can't even.
So there was more to it, but I got let go, and it was a whole viral hit. My mugshot went viral. And then I do a show at the Cleveland Improv. And you guys know who Bernie Kosar is? Legendary quarterback.
Are you kidding? Yeah, 1-7, right? 17 or 19? 7?
19.
Didn't he go up against Boomer Esiason in the AFC Championship game?
Well, it was John Elway, the legendary drive with John Elway.
Kurt Kosar, yeah.
Yeah, straight out of Miami Hurricanes. So he comes at the show and sees, like, I do stand up. This is my childhood hero. And he comes up to me. First thing he goes, dude, you're hilarious. I'm like, oh, thank you, Bernie Kosar. And he goes, how did your mugshot get more coverage than my mugshot? I'm Bernie fucking Kosar.
Oh, my God.
He said that?
Yeah, to me. Bucket list.
Thank you.
Hashtag.
Thanks, Bernie.
Bernie Kosar, man.
So, yeah, that's it. My mugshot.
Damn.
I'll send that to you guys.
And why would you say, I mean, was it the best part because you were able just to stay with comedy at that point then? And not, did you ever go back to radio? Like, what did you do after that?
Well, after that, like, I was so focused on making that radio show popular, but I kind of moved home to do the show, and I didn't abandon stand-up. Stand-up was always my thing, but I went full force into it. Like, Florentine calls me, he goes, you're coming on the road with me, blah, blah, blah. And stand-up was always my guide to take me places, so I'm never going to give it up again. And I'm never gonna,
let
you down.
Give you up.
I'm gonna run around and desert you.
That was a set, and you guys just spiked it.
Oh God, it was right there.
This might be the most musical episode we've also ever done. Too.
I love it.
Oh shit.
We gotta have at least one more in there, no?
Oh God, yeah. I'm just trying to breathe because my temples are about to split open.
You got a cold, right?
I don't know what I have, but I'm having a good goddamn time right now. Is what I'm having.
You're a good dude.
Well, we've got another one here. You got a cruise. You went on a cruise.
The Bud Light Port Paradise cruise.
So what is that? What is a Bud Light Port Paradise?
I mean, is this the one that when they like advertised it and like people won the chance to go on the cruise?
Okay, you know your radio giveaways, Jay Larson.
Yeah. Well, I remember it was like, it was not only just radio, it was like internet pop-ups and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Or like TV commercials, like, win a chance to be in the Bud Light, because this was, oh, you know what it was? They were going to do Bud Light Town. Is this, how long ago was this?
2012.
Yes, I think it. They had, maybe, I don't know, Bud Light Town, they had the Bud Light Mayor, remember they had those commercials?
Yes.
The guy, I auditioned for that guy. And I didn't get it, but then it was like, you know, they were doing like this crazy campaign where like this cruise is going to be a thing and they're going to have the world and whatever.
Yeah. That's what happened.
You so were off the air?
This was not a comic cruise. This was something else.
I was on, yeah, it was a something else.
You weren't booked to be the comedian on this cruise.
Was not booked. In fact,
Jesus, Ryan.
And I wanted a vacation because I never, you guys.
Well, I want to know how you get on this because it's a contest cruise, right?
They saw his mugshot like, this is our guy. This is our guy.
Have you never done a cruise?
Could have been the band.
That's what I say. Fake on it. I've never been on a cruise. No.
I don't think I'm a cruise guy.
Nah.
I'm going to try one, but I haven't.
You should do stand-up on a cruise.
Nah, that I don't want to do.
You're off that?
Okay. Yeah, I don't really. I mean, if it was the right cruise, like in Practical Jokers, those guys do a cruise, I would certainly do that, but not just a regular be the comic on
a
cruise.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't want to work on there.
Right. Yeah, I've never been on one, so my friend, his name's Hot Carl. He's a
nice try, dude.
True story.
I know, I believe you, but you wanted Hot Carl to come out of that door, but he ain't, dude.
he's busy.
Hot Carl's fucking on fire somewhere.
Hot Carl's getting a Cleveland steam.
I'm about to give this guy some major street credit. He's 46 years old. He lives with his mom. He's overweight. He has sleep apnea. He's my best friend. I've known since I was 18.
I love it.
He's the best guy ever. And every time he says something, he says Hot Carl. So he's known as Hot Carl. He wins these radio station giveaways because I can't do it. I'm on the radio at the time. It's illegal. So he goes, do you want?
Oh, okay. So that's what that was. You were on the radio at the time for this. We're going back a little bit here. Okay.
And so he's like, do you want to come with me? I'm like, yeah, I'll go. I was like, you could probably take a hot chick, but I'll go with you. That's fine.
But he won.
He won. He was the winner. Going to Bahamas, 3 days.
Out of how many people? Like, see the guy from Cleveland?
No, there's a bunch of giveaways.
Okay.
There's a bunch
of... how many people on that boat? Like, 1,800?
It's like a full love boat. Yeah. Everyone's there. And everyone's there.
Everyone.
Fucking Isaac.
Everyone goes Isaac.
Couldn't get there quick enough.
The black bartender. Who played Isaac?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't either.
So I go on this cruise. And by the way, it's we're only at the Bahamas for 8 hours. And I don't know if you're – the Bud Light Port Paradise cruise, I think you have to have like a sleeve tattoo get on. And a Affliction t-shirt.
Right.
It's sketchy people all the way around.
And where are you leaving from?
Florida. Somewhere in Florida.
So you fly down to Florida.
Yeah. And then we get on the boat.
And you're going just straight to the Bahamas.
Straight to the Bahamas.
And you only dock for – or port or whatever the hell you call it for 8 hours?
Because there's the concert. And the best part is
– Did they pay for your tickets to fly?
They pay for everything.
Got it.
So this is – so you're on this cruise and the DJ, I swear to God, he played Little John's Turn Down for What the whole time. And we're going to go see a concert by Little John who sings Turn Down for What. So we hear it on the boat, then we get to see it live in concert. It was the worst.
Yeah.
And everyone was loving it. Buying shots. I've never been on a cruise. I'm like, fuck it. Let's go to the Bahamas. It's free.
Yeah.
Why not? Throw myself in the cabin. First guy I meet is a guy named Brock. Now, Brock, you guys know the boxer Kelly Pavlik?
Yes.
Yeah. He looks just like Kelly Pavlik. Yeah. He's like a UFC fighter that doesn't train. He's just a sketchy looking dude.
Right.
And he sees me. He goes, dude, where's your beer? And I go, I don't have one. He goes, you need to start fucking drinking right now, pal. And he gives me a Bud Light. He goes, your first time on the Bud Light Port Paradise cruise? I'm like, yeah, man. He's like, it's my fifth time. He's screaming it.
Was he Paul Giamatti? That's your Giamatti right there.
Does that sound like Paul Giamatti?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, I don't know. He was just going crazy. It does. Actually, I'm replaying it in my head right now. And I'm like, no, it's my first time. And he goes, you know what comes, you know, he goes, you know why I come back each and every year? And I swear to God, he says this.
Each and every year?
I go, no, no clue. And he goes, all the pussy, man.
That's his whole goal.
But when he said he was in a hot tub with 16 other dudes just chilling, I go, right. Okay, where's this? All right, cool. I don't, it's not a good backup story here, but. And he keeps giving me drinks, and I'm doing shots. And if you don't have a drink in your hand, you ever had that dude who's.
You're a fucking pussy.
Pussy!
Yeah, that guy.
I'm
that
guy. Of course. I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, all right, I'm drinking. I'm hammered. It's like in the middle, it's like 90 degrees. It's hot. I'm like, I'm not going to last the Bahamas if I keep doing this. Like, I got to go take a power nap. I got to get out of here. But I can't leave because every time I try to leave, he goes, where are you going, man? Because I try to pull the Zudini. I'm like,
about
fuck.
To take a shit. I don't want to let loose in the tub here, man.
Yeah. So finally, a woman comes by and they gather around her like fucking walkers in The Walking Dead with the living. And they're just, I'm like, okay, I can get the hell out of here. I go take a power nap. I wake up. After, like, I don't know how long I wake up. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go. I can do this. I'm still drunk. Come out of my cabin. I see Brock. He's like, dude! And I go, what? I was like, I have powered up. I'm good. Let's start drinking. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for the Bahamas. And he looks at me. He goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm ready to go to Bahamas. He's like, we just left.
You just left
the whole thing. My power nap was an 18-hour sleep.
All you did
I slept through the destination.
Cruise on the cruise.
I didn't go to a cruise. I went on a boat U-turn back to America.
You sure as fuck did this.
So I never went to the Bahamas.
That's amazing. 18 hours, man.
I missed the fucking land. Never touched foot on land.
Shit, dude.
Wait, you weren't sharing a room with Hot Carl?
Yeah, Hot Carl and I were sharing a room, but he never woke me up. He was still going
out
strong.
Out doing his thing.
Fuck yeah. Hot Carl, man, was like, I shook my mom. I'm doing what I can do.
And Hot Carl had the sleep apnea mask, too.
That thing makes noise.
Yeah, you think that would wake you up. He looked like Bane, too, because he's bald.
Oh, my God.
Is that the one and only you've ever done? Cruise?
That's the last... First time and last time I've ever been on the
boat. That'll make it be your last, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Well, look, man, we're there. This has been fantastic. This has been, I needed this. This has been a lot of fun, man. Thank you for coming on. Why don't you one more time plug whatever you want there, social media, pod, whatever.
Well, get Jay's album.
Thanks.
It's special. It's a special.
Special.
Yeah. Video,
yep.
Yeah, you shot that. You're releasing it. Pick that up. Just go to my website, follow me, Chad Zumach, on all that stuff and, you know, all that. It doesn't matter. But you guys, honestly, I mean that sincere, like, you guys have provided me with so much entertainment and joy driving from Appleton to Pittsburgh, listen on loop. You guys have kept me company in the worst times. I'm a big feaster, and thank you, honestly.
Dude, thank you.
Yeah,
man. That was,
thank you. That's
those,
nice.
Thanks for sharing all those are fun stories.
Yeah. Top five podcasts, Crab Feast, Burtcast, Jim Florentine Comedy Metal Midget, Sam Tripoli Tinfoil Hat, and Kevin Brennan Misery Loves Company. You guys are my rotation.
We'll dude, fucking take that.
Yeah, that's nice, day. Man. And if we choose to air this, dude, I'm sure people are going to – I'm sure they're going to really like it.
Am I behind the wall, the paywall? Yeah.
Dude, thanks so much. That was fantastic. As always, jlarsoncomedy.com, jlarsoncomedy on all social media.
RyanSickler.com, RyanSickler on all social media. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.